We are here at, I'm at Fort Recovery getting ready for the tractor pulls, and we have Owen Moorman representing us at the state track meet in Westerville, Ohio, instead of at Jesse Owens. Owen, how are things looking there, and how close are we to getting Abby out of the blocks?
Well, Abby is currently setting her blocks, and I am right here on the start line.
Okay.
So I apologize if I talk a little quiet here in a little bit.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
So you want silence.
Yes. You were able to get an interview with her, but we're going to, since they're starting quite a bit early, we're going to wait till afterwards, and maybe you can also get something live from her and maybe from some of the coaches. We'll kind of work on that. So are you thinking 20, 30 seconds or a minute or so? Or?
I'm going to guess either they stick to the time schedule strictly and we got 10 minutes, or we will be running here in about 3.
Okay. About 3 minutes, you say?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Do you think we should go ahead and run her interview that you did with her a few minutes ago?
Yep, looks like the officials are just talking, so you can go ahead and run it.
Okay, we'll go ahead and run that, and we'll it's a short little thing. He got to talk with Abby and with Coach Diller, and so we'll go ahead and play that.
Here with Miss Abby Francis, running the 100 meter dash today. Abby, how do you feel?
I feel pretty okay right now.
Okay, well, that's good. You looking forward to this race?
Kind of.
A little nervous?
A little bit.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. Coach, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
No, I think she's in a great position. She's in a great heat. It's a fast heat, but that'll help pull her to a good time. And
whatever happens today happens, and we wish you good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that was Owen talking with Abby Francis just a few minutes ago, getting ready for her 100-meter dash, I guess is what they call it. And so this year, Owen, they have things at Westerville North for Division III. How does that compare, spectator-wise, everything-wise, compared to Jesse Owens at Ohio State?
Well, I'll tell you now, the stands are packed. They are full, and there's people standing all around the track. So it was definitely a good turnout. Definitely no less people came. I want to say it's the same atmosphere as running with Jesse Owens, just because Jesse Owens is a lot bigger.
Yes.
It's it's insane running there. But it's all right for this year. I'm sure after we get through COVID, we will run back at Jesse Owens, and I hope to see all of our athletes participating today and tomorrow back next year.
Yeah, I sure hope so, too. We have some really good potential. With Abby, she's a freshman. Is that correct?
I believe she is a junior.
Junior, okay. So she'll be back. And Mara is a freshman. She'll be back. Whitley is a junior. She'll be back. And then there's a number of other guys and girls with great potential for being back at the state meet, wherever it may happen to be next year. Who are some of the athletes we have coming up in track or field or both?
I would definitely watch the horizon for Reese Stephen-Beller and Ross Pearson. He's a will do a fantastic job. Probably Hayes will be good in the 100 next year. We got a couple of the other classmen, and then for the girls, I think we had a stellar turnout for our senior class this year, and I'm excited to see what the younger class will bring next year.
Yep. So do you know of anything? I'm not at all familiar with our junior high program. Is there some other really strong athletes on the horizon down in our junior high, or are you aware of any of that?
I know Park of Brunswick's pretty good.
Which Brunswick was that?
Park of Brunswick.
Oh, Parker. Okay. Yep. Yep. Now, is he a sprinter, distance? Is he a field guy? What's he do?
I believe he's mid-distance. So
okay. Yep. I was thinking he probably was, but I wasn't real sure of that. But I thought I had heard some stuff about him in the distance things. So, boys and girls looking pretty – strong for next year. It'd be nice if we could have gone back and done last year's, because we were loaded for bear last year. But
obviously COVID and happens.
Yep. Now, is there some ones that you think are definitely going to have a real strong chance of being there next year, or is it going to be some that they're freshmen and maybe it'll be a year or two before they get there, or is it a little hard to tell still?
I think that it's a little hard to tell, but I think with Coach Diller, she runs the program next year, so it's still a job on training everybody else and getting everybody where they need to be in the
defense. Yeah,
so I can't say now exactly what to say or who to say, but yeah. I believe that we definitely will have athletes next year running this game.
Yeah, and we could have some like, was that 3 years ago when Drew Mullenkamp went from baseball to track,
yes.
And he was doing pretty well on his distance events, and then Coach Shane Stein gave him a few tips, and his times just minutes
400 times exploded.
Yeah, it just got, he was doing well before that, and then all of a sudden he got a couple of tips from Shane Stein, because he's done it in high school, done it in college, and does it as a hobby, and his times just dropped crazy.
Right.
And so you never know when somebody's gonna just catch that right little bit of advice, or they grow, or they figure out if they do this type of thing in the weight room or this type of training, that it's going to make a pretty good amount of difference in what actually happens for them. So we can always hope that there's some of that, but it sounds like we have some really good natural talent there anyway. Obviously with the three that are at state this year, they're all underclassmen, so really good chance that they'll be back, and Abby can bring along some of her relay people, and along with her her sprints and do some things like that. So how are things? Go ahead.
Oh, there's a handful of us that were just one or two spots away from qualifying.
Yeah. Mention a couple of those if you can remember all of them.
I believe our girls 4x8 was right on the edge. Our boys 4x2, our 4x1 and 4x2, they were all right on the edge.
I think I just saw a post on Facebook where there were three or four that were one spot off from going to state.
Yeah, we had a good handful, and we could have been bringing quite a few more athletes.
Yeah,
that was the case.
Now you were in the 4x2 that just missed it. Is that what it was?
Yes, yep, 4x2 and just missed it.
Yep. Now, I just heard the whistle. Does that mean they're getting ready for that thing, or we still got a minute or two to talk here?
Yep, whistle just told them to go ahead and jump in their blocks. So
okay, so let's
go quiet here.
I'll let you kind of do whatever you're going to do there and just go with that. So
Abby is in the fast heat today, and she is in ring three of the first heat. So if she cannot snag those first two spots in this heat, we will have to wait until the end to figure out if she qualifies for finals tomorrow.
Okay. And do you know when those finals would be tomorrow? Around this time again?
Yes, they just won in the second. So start. That's an ump. Trying to get pulled slingshot. She always has a fantastic final meter. Looks like she might be catching them. Looks like she might have caught lane one right there on edge, when we won't know until the third heat. Let's see if I can catch the results here. Let's see. Looks like maybe a 12.47.
Okay.
And her seated time was a 13.15.
Ooh.
If I see it right from down here, it would be either a 12 or a 13. So, as I said, we will not know. You can, for anybody at home right now, you can check the live results on Ohio Mile Split or Finish Line Timing.
Yeah, that's on Baum's page. Is that what that is?
I'm using Finish Line Timing.
You're cutting in and out a little bit there, Owen.
Can you hear me all right now?
Off and on, yes. So do we know, do you know where she finished in this event first, second, third, fourth?
I don't have a stellar look down here from the finish line.
Okay. But it looked like she was doing okay.
Yep, looks like she did good for her, and we will have to wait until the final heat.
Okay, and that's coming up next here, or?
Yep, I just put the screen box.
Okay, so we might as well hang around for that, and
absolutely.
You can kind of probably know a little bit more about what's going on. So will the top 8, 9?
The top two today and each heat move on automatically.
Okay.
And then the next two fastest make it. That is only 8 lanes.
Okay, so there will be 6 in the final?
Yes, there. No, 8, because there's 3 heats today.
Oh, 3 heats, only, okay.
3 heats today, so we will have to wait and see if she made it.
Okay, but you weren't able to tell for sure if she was one of the top two? Or
that is correct. I'm on my way to the finish line. It might be a little left over.
Okay. So that... Let's hope she is able to do that. And the second heat is running right now. As you can hear, a lot of hooting and hollering. And it's the atmosphere, if you've ever been to state, is the atmosphere there is crazy. There are people screaming and hollering. There's probably 8 different teams or 8 different people running at the same time. So there's 8 sets of fans just screaming and yelling. So
there's so many brothers here on the athletes.
Yeah.
Insane. All right. I'm right here beside the girls' Maria Dad. And it's fine. Christian. Just looking at the results. I'm trying to wait for her to come up and see what we got.
Yeah.
Looks like right now they are. Everybody's running nice 12s. Lane one. So first place got a 12.34.
Okay.
Second place got a 12.44, and third place got a 12. It just popped back up to 5. Yeah. So if I saw the time correctly, it looks like he's just in the spot to get those next 2 passes times.
Okay. Good. So. And then there's one more heat that's coming up here in just a couple of seconds here, a minute or two. So
I'm going to guess they're going to be starting here relatively quick. Yep, they're going to look.
Yep. So we'll know fairly quickly when, if, and where she'll be competing tomorrow.
So, yes, I believe so.
Yep.
You want to check on the live timing and see if Abby's timing up?
Yeah, I'll see if I can find that on Bomb's page. Is that what I want to look at, is Bomb's page?
I use finish timing. Finishtiming.com.
Finish timing?
Yep. Live.finishtiming.com should have the results right there. That's the band sitting right in front of me. All right, and the girls' 13 just started. So we got the results for you here. Twelve three two, 12.50 got second, and a 12.51 got third. So,
okay, so that's just looking pretty good.
Yes, if I have the time correct, Abby, I think that we might have made finals, but obviously, nothing is for sure.
Yep.
So,
and there was a lot of noise behind you, so I did not get the name of that page to try and check it.
Okay. Livefinishtiming.com.
What's that first? Y?
Livefinishtiming.com.
Is that the letter Y?
No. L-I-V-E.
Oh, live. Okay.
Okay. 10.55 is the state record.
I'm doing it wrong. Yeah, sorry.
Did you see her?
You know the time?
Okay.
Well, Neil, I have the results here. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I am. It'll be great to hear this.
Unfortunately, I did not get the correct time. And why was it much different? She ran a 12.87.
The 12.87.
The jeans.
12.87. Placing 16.
Olivia Brown McDonald.
Okay.
Kirsten Franklin, Layman's.
So the top eight move on? Okay, so she missed it by probably 2-3 tenths of a second.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Nope, I think the last spot to get in was the 12.51.
Yep,
but not much at all. And that's what's unfortunate about these races.
Yeah, and when you're doing those real short, that 100 meter, there's, you know, the blink of an eye is all the difference there is from first to fourth or from
precisely.
First to
if
eighth.
If you don't have a perfect start, it can set you back to eighth place. Or if you run a wrong step or something, that'll set you back as well. So it's a very competitive race, and you can have zero flaws. And from what I saw from Abby today, she had zero flaws, and it just unfortunately was just not there.
Probably some other people had really good races too. So
there's definitely some PRs today.
Okay, so anything else you want to add? Before we go off, except that we do want to talk a little bit about tomorrow morning.
Yep, tomorrow morning we will have Whitley Rammel participating in the shot put, and we will have Mara Pearson participating in long jump.
Okay, and we're going to try to do one of those live, and the other one we're going to have to rely on maybe someone else recording the event, and we'll run the recording, or you catching one of the coaches later and them kind of recapping the performance, because with them being at the same time, can't do them both. So,
nope. Well, it looks like Whitley might be in the first seat and Mara might be in the second. And they are relatively close, so I'm going to try my best to possibly do it at the same time.
Oh, that'd be great.
If it just starts going south, then I'm just going to have to call it.
So we'll be playing it by ear, and we'll probably, those events are scheduled for 10 a.m., and those, I believe, are the first events of the day.
Yep, and 10 a.m. is the start.
So they'll be starting basically on time, so we'll probably go on the air about 10 till or somewhere around there, and kind of stay on until we can get everything figured out. So, anything else you want to add? Any other local schools with runners that have done well today, or have you had a chance to check that out?
I was able to watch the girls 4x8, which was the first running event of the state track meet. Mount Gillian had a fantastic fourth leg and was able to go from, I believe, 11th to first.
Wow.
So that was a very impressive race. Yeah. That was nobody saw that coming, but it was a fantastic race. We had Minster check in at third and Fort Laramie at fourth and Coldwater at fifth.
That's pretty good. Pretty good showing.
Fantastic placings for everybody on the map.
That's good. We like to hear that. So I appreciate you taking care of this for us, and tell Abby that we appreciate her and what she's done for our track program this year, and good luck next year, and we hope we get to go down to Columbus and maybe Jesse Owens next time and watch her do some running. So,
yep, I will be sure to tell her.
All righty, thanks, Owen. We appreciate it a lot.
Yep, thanks for everybody for listening in.